Can you introduce yourself and maybe explain who you're working for? And
My name is Lun Gangte. I work for International Treatment Preparedness Coalition as a regional coordinator for South Asia. And also, I'm the founder of Delhi Network of Positive People. That is a network of people living with HIV/AIDS based in Delhi. And both this organization that we work with, we work mainly for access to treatment. As I said, in the morning, we are trying to put together the medicine and the people together. And is there anything, a barrier in between? Take it out and help the medicine and the people move. That's what basically I'm doing.
In what terms RCEP is bad for medicines and access to medicines, especially for patients who have HIV or AIDS? And
yeah. If the, what Japan contentious intellectual property provision proposed by Japan, if it goes through, it will stop Indian ability to produce cheap but effective generic medicine, which will affect not just India, but if you just look at the case of just HIV only more than 17 million people are relying on Indian generic medicine across the world. It's not just HIV medicine, it's now come hepatitis C medicine also, and TB medicine and many other OI medicine. So what Japan has proposed is, it proposed more than what WTO requires, the TRIPS Plus provision, longer term patent extension, data exclusivity, that is very, very dangerous, and the IP enforcement chapter. So it is very dangerous that it will not only sue the government, but the company now can sue the organization like us, even if this Japan what proposed to is, if it go through. So these things are very technical for the layman to understand. But I used to explain to my community, this bilateral trade proposal are a bomb wrapped in a chocolate. If you peel, inside you will see a bomb, but outside is a chocolate. So it's very, very dangerous for the country and for the citizen. Nothing good, and there's nothing threat about this.
So you're saying it's very technical, which is true. So what's going on in terms of mobilization? How do you manage to mobilize people, and can you manage to mobilize many people?
Yeah, here, since I'm not in Hyderabad, I come all the way from Delhi, but my people are coming right now. They're traveling the train. About 10, 15 people will be coming specifically to protest for the Monday, because as I said in the morning, I don't care if you trade with my shirt or my pants or my mobile phone or my shoes, no problem. But when you try to trade my life, because if it goes through, this Japan proposal goes through, it will stop the lifeline, because every morning and evening we are taking our pill for our lifelong medication. So this will be stopped. India will not be able to produce. It will come back to pre-2000 era where $12,000 per person per year. I wouldn't be able to afford, nor my government will be able to afford. So this is a direct impact on us. It's not about that we are Indian national or we are against Japan or we are pro-Indian. No, we just come here to fight for our life, nothing else.
Is there a link between RCEP and other trade agreements, like India with the EU, for example, or even the TPP and so on?
Yeah, they are all same. I mean, the architecture is same. Yeah, the architecture behind is all this thing come in the form of a country. But the real architecture is the big pharma, who are the people who put people into power, I think. And as a result, government become the puppet of this multinational, the big pharma. All the, be it RCEP or be it TPP or be it EU, India Free Trade Agreement, the text is all same, but it's time we push down one bilateral trade like EU-India Free Trade Agreement. We have fight for about 7-8 years very fiercely in Delhi, and we managed to stall, and for the last 3-4 years it's been silent, and after even talking about 13 rounds that they don't manage to make a deal, we manage to somehow did it, and on the EU side also we manage to withdraw some of the IP clause, but again they come back in a different form, what the EU has to do it now instead of EU doing, the Japanese and the Koreans are coming and doing again. What the US is not doing, the Europe did now. This way, it's like a passing the baton. Now you don't do, you're the bad boy now, okay, now you give the baton to me and I go to somewhere account and try to do this. It's same shit everywhere, all this bilateral in a layman term, it's same shit, nothing changed. It has a potential to kill the citizen, the mass, the society, and it will only benefit who are already rich, the multinational, nothing else about this bilateral threat.
Sure, and how should we move? I mean, how do you think we should move forward? Like, how can we mobilize more people? How could we, for example, in Asia, how can we improve Pan-Asian mobilization, for example? Or what should be done, you think?
Yeah, what should be done is for us, this morning we talked about how we organize a protest and about the permit and all these things. To me, not giving us a permit and not all these things is equal. These are good because for me there's nothing to fear. I don't fear the police, the baton or their stick or the water cannon. What I fear is losing my life and the community that I work with. If this goes through, we'll be die anyway. But if we protest, we're just trying to defend our life. So I don't scare anything in this protest. So this is how we see. We don't see as this a threat between India and other countries making business. Fine, make it business. But in the bargain, don't kill us. This is what our message is. So in trying to defend my life, I don't need to take permission anywhere in this world. I will go and protest. Wherever they are trying to make a decision, I'll go and do that. I don't need to take permission because all I'm trying to do is saving my life and the community. So that's how we mobilize it, and that's how the community we see it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.